Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this live edition. You are listening to us live on IRIB English Radio. The cancerous regime of Israel targeted IRIB headquarters in Tehran, and it has a history, attacking and targeting media centers and journalists and correspondents. One of the most famous one was Shirin Abu Akleh, if you could remember, our dear listeners, Al Jazeera correspondent who was shot and killed, unfortunately. With me tonight, I have Brother Javed and Brother Rizvi in the studio. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Rizvi. Welcome to show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you for having me here.
And Brother Javed, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me on.
So, as I said, the notorious history of targeting and attacking media centers and headquarters by the Israel, this is not something new. Unfortunately, the glass building of IRIB headquarters was bombarded. In fact, it was shot and targeted. Still, the news is not clear at how many members or how many of our colleagues were missed over there. But the case is that our news channels and the networks were not shut down. Why attacking a media center like IRIB? Brother Rizvi, let's start with you. What's the main reason?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think that one of the main reasons is that to not allow correct information to get out, into the public at this time of war, perhaps to, create a sense of panic in the people. And, and then that kind of exasperates the situation. Bad situation makes it even worse.
We know that IRIB is the official center for broadcast and the new center of Islamic Republic of Iran. So during all these 3-4 days, we have missed our commanders, our generals, our nuclear scientists, civilians, and now it's the media center, Brother Javed, who they targeted. So one of them is to stop or block the true information about what's happening all around the world, especially our attacks on Israel, okay? The counter-strikes this time is really serious. And unfortunately, the mainstream media all across the world are not covering the news in a true way. So one of the reasons, as Brother Rizvi puts it, might be they fear it. Sheikh Javed, Brother Javed, what about the other reasons?
Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I should say that the Holy Quran says, فَاعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. This is a Quranic verse which clearly suggests that we should not be silent. We should not, surrender to our enemies. In fact, we have to treat them in the same way as they treat us, of course. The recent bombing has revealed the true essence or face of the Israeli regime.
Yes.
The baby killing regime.
The child killing regime of Israel, that's right.
So, targeting an important building that housed the Iranian media, of course. So Iran's radio and TV, of course, is the voice of the voiceless. We know for sure. And it echoes the voice of the oppressed, the voice of those people who have been wronged.
Yes.
So this act of crime actually shows Israel's desperation, Israel's savagery. We know for sure that Israel is now more than ever desperate in terms of what to do and what not to do against a powerful Iran.
That's right. The cyber attacks were taking place, during all these 3-4 days. Of course, our air defense system could resonate well. And again, the cyber attacks were answered. Alhamdulillah. The counter-strikes were really great.
Sure.
And what we could find during all these days is that Iran, in terms of both the hard war and the soft war, is really acting great. And this is what I think that Israel fears. Beside the hard war, which is the military defense, they are fearing, our media power.
Right.
So and you know that the English broadcast of Press TV, is really at work. It's working well. Al-Alam, in terms of the sure. Arabic language, is what we are doing over here. I'm really right. proud to say that IRIB English Radio, okay, is really doing great as the sole English radio, the Shia one, who is doing well. I'm really proud of it. They have always talked about the freedom of speech and freedom of media, Brother Rizbi. But now they themselves are attacking media centers. As I said, they have killed so many correspondents and reporters in Gaza from 28 different countries, okay? So there's an irony over here at work. From one side, talking about freedom of speech. From the other side, killing correspondents and reporters from different countries.
Yeah, of course, they have a long history of it. Like a good example of it is what happened to the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange.
Yes.
He tried to get some information about the Iraq war and the war in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. They, you know, disclosed these secrets to the public, and we saw what they did to him.
Yes.
So I think it's a long history of it, and like you said, it's a hypocrisy on their part to, on one hand, be speaking about freedom of speech, and then also speaking on the and you know, and practically speaking, also targeting free media.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we know that the silence complicity, I call it, you know, when yes. you are finding yourself as an accomplice being silent as a mainstream media. Now, when you look at the news coverage all around the world, for example, the so-called, you name it, mainstream media, you cannot find any trace of Iran's bravery in counter-striking Israel. Whatever you find is vice versa,
sure.
that this child-killing regime is attacking Islamic Republic of Iran with all its power. And this is the power of the media today. The people will believe it easily, okay, that this is the Israel who is brave now. The country that started the war, as the rahbar put it, they started the war, they are warmongers, they started the war during midnight by attacking residential areas. Brother yes. Javid.
Well, the Iranian people have proved over the past many decades and also during the 8-year imposed war with Iraq that the Iranian people are steadfast, they are resilient, they are brave and strong, solid. In the face of any foreign aggression.
Yes.
I would like to say that, of course, this heinous act, terrorist act committed or perpetrated by Israel today,
yes.
Of course, is not only an attack on a building, mm-hmm. on a media building, yes. media center, but it is an attack on the rights of people to information, to knowledge, to understanding the truth. So it is an attack on true information, on true stories that are broadcast by the Iranian media and not by any other media, which are actually fearing their masters, the United States of America, the other superpowers. So Iran, the Iranian media are the only media that represent the true that narrate the true stories, of course. So I would further say that the building can be destroyed and it can yes. be repaired.
Okay, it can be built again.
Yeah, of course. But the truth can never be silenced. Mm-hmm. Okay, the truth can never be silenced. The enemy's dreams to subdue the Iranian nation will never come true, mm-hmm. okay? The Iranian people have proved, as I said, that they will never surrender to any aggression or any bullying by the foreign powers.
That's all right. And this is not only the live news or IRIB, Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting center or headquarters, you know. So many pages on right. the social media were blocked. They were shadow banned. Only because they were naming, for instance, Shahid Soleimani or Rahbar Imam Khamenei, okay? So all the name in Shahid Soleimani was the main reason, for example, for Facebook or, I don't know, Instagram, YouTube event, okay? So the pages were shut down. So, and they talk about the freedom of media now, okay? This is really funny. I mean, from one side, talk about freedom media. From the other side, you're attacking the free medias, okay? So who is free media now? I mean, this is a major question that must be asked. As I said earlier, it has a notorious history of attacking the journalists and correspondents and reporters from all around the world. The people who were covering the attacks of Israel on Gaza, you know that when the tents of Rafah were on fire, there were so many reporters over there who were producing live broadcasts, unfortunately, of the children who were burnt alive, okay?
Yes.
And without them, somehow, this would not make any kind of awakening among the other correspondents and people of the press from all across the world. And this is the main duty of the press, I think. I mean, to give the true news and to give the face of the true news, Brother Rizvi, am I right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a, you know, it's a, this is a basic human right that everybody should be allowed to, you know, be provided with correct information and knowledge, and then he should be given the free choice to, you know, whether to accept it or not.
Yes.
And I think that especially people who are, you know, these higher powers, you know, who are, you know, power hungry.
Yes.
One of the, you know, basic, you know, their one of their basic desires is that they want to control basically everything. And,
yes.
You know, especially and at the top of that is, you know, what we can know, what we cannot know, what we believe, what we don't believe. You know, so.
Yes. Yeah. So in a sort of media democracy, we can name it as media hypocrisy.
Yes.
Okay. That's right. All right. As I said earlier, one of the names that was, we can say, censored was Shahid Soleimani. You know, when he got martyred, you know, his name, even his pictures, you know, his graphics, you know, everything on the name of Shahid Soleimani and Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei was blocked on Facebook, on Instagram, on different social networks. Let's take a break, and then we'll continue our discussion on more censorship of the media from the superpowers and why they're blocking us.
Chased by wolves, followed by a hawk. On the battlefield, you took your final walk. It took my breath when you said goodbye. But then again, heroes never die. Your final words were stay the course. Trust in God, the everlasting source. Don't give in to the enemy's plots. Resist with faith, go against the odds. Your way I follow, oh my hero. Unbreakable soul, unstoppable power. Until the last breath you never surrender. Unshakable faith, unwavering sacrifice. Make you the hero we'll remember forever. Your blood was spilled, but it nourished my roots. I then became a tree with me. Thank you.
Unbreakable soul, unstoppable power. Until the last breath, you never surrender. Unshakable faith, unwavering sacrifice. Make you the hero we'll remember forever. A hero.
Welcome back. You're listening to us live from IRIB English Radio. I have two special guest speakers for tonight's discussion, Brother Rezvi and Brother Javid. All right. One of the most beautiful scenes tonight when IRIB headquarters was shot in Tehran was the reaction of Miss Amami, who was the anchor woman over there. She was live, so the department was bombarded, and she was talking as if she is in the battlefield. Very much brave. I mean, I liked it. And I compared it to the Zionist ones, the correspondents who were alive. And Vade Sadiq number one, the true promise, you know, happened. And it is recorded live. You can go and Google it, okay? They just escaped the scene, okay?
Right.
Yeah, they just had their wire out and just went to the refugee camp. You know, compare these two. I mean, even in terms of the personnel and the people, the correspondents who are working at IRIB, they are really brave, you know? And she's a lady. How much brave is she, you know? She's on live camera and she's addressing the Zionist regime that you can do anything. Brother Javi, did you see this?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did.
How did you find it?
Yeah, of course, I saw. I was amazed, actually. Mm-hmm. Seeing the lady,
yes, Miss Amami,
yeah, Miss Amami,
yes,
talking while there is dust, there is smoke around her,
yes,
and she was still talking.
Mm-hmm.
And when the building was hit for a second time,
yes,
she there was no visibility,
yes,
she
yeah there was dust everywhere, yeah, rubbles, yeah, and dust.
She,
yes,
simply walked out, leaving,
yes,
the chair and the room. Okay. Okay?
Yes.
If we compare her with the
Israeli ones,
yeah, Israeli ones, or the American ones,
yes,
yeah, we see that they when they hear the siren, you know,
yes,
they quickly run for their lives. They go into the hiding, yeah, into hiding.
That's right.
Yeah, and that is the difference.
Even someone put the pictures together and compared the body language. The lady was showing her fist and,
yes,
finger in a hard way, but the hand of the male correspondent was in his pocket because he was shaking, okay?
Right.
So if you're interested in knowing what exactly happened, okay, I have the file over here. Let's listen to that, okay, live, that what was she saying, you know? This was what happened when the first bomb,
yes,
was targeted at the IRIB headquarters. Let's listen to that.
متجاوز به خاک وطن، صدای متجاوز به صدای حق و حقیقت است. آنچه که ملاحظه کردید، صدایی که شنیدید، فضای غبارآلود استادیوم
اوکی. This was exactly what happened when the first ray of bombs were targeted on the headquarter, okay? She was talking as a strong when the second woman comes. And we know that the whole glass building of IRIB headquarters was on fire. It still is on fire. Alhamdulillah that Allah gives such brave spirit to our people who are working for the free press. The people who are on the front line and then do not fear this, Brother Rezvi. So, and I think this is the main duty of the independent correspondents and the journalists and the media centers. I mean, the media must be defined in this way. I mean, the people who are especially working in Gaza, I could remember a couple from Egypt when I attended the SOAP festival, you know, the media festival recently. For 1 year and a half, they left their family, relatives from Egypt, coming to Gaza, covering the news over there. And this shows the bravery that you are under strike, under missiles, under drones, and you still are committed to the voice of the truth, Brother Rezvi.
Yeah, you know, the job of these reporters is very dangerous. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what Miss Amami did was very inspirational. Yes. Actually, she inspired me to come here tonight.
Really?
Otherwise, I was quite scared. Okay. After watching her clip, gave me yes. courage to come here.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Yes. That's it.
I would like to jump in.
Any comments?
You know, I want to say that Netanyahu, who is actually a rabbit dog,
yes,
is fighting for
he had a rabbit
yeah,
dog, yes.
Yeah, fighting for survival, you know.
Yes.
All these acts of crime,
terror and war,
terror,
yeah, right.
murder, you know, assassination, all of them are meant to keep him on power. Mm-hmm. And this is the main purpose. Otherwise, if there is peace, if there is silence, he would be immediately brought to justice by,
yes.
by not only by the international courts, but also by the Israeli court itself, mm-hmm. because he is wanted.
Yes,
he's wanted, and he is actually, you know, fanning, adding fuel to the fire,
yes.
Trying to escalate the situation in order to stay in power, to survive only. That's mm-hmm. the only reason why he is, you know, attacking the neighbors,
yes.
attacking, killing innocent civilians.
Yes.
You see, and of course this, the killing has been going on for 2 years now, actually.
Yes.
We see that.
Okay.
Israel has killed as many as 56,000
yes.
Innocent Palestinians for no reason.
Yes. Including women and children.
Of course.
The innocent women and children of Palestine. And it's not only limited to Palestine. Netanyahu has always made claim the UN addressing the people of Syria, Libya, Yemen, Islamic Republic of Iran, Afghanistan, here and there, okay? This has always been his policy that I am your savior. But this warmonger, this crazy guy, this nagging child of the United States of America has always... we can't say, as you said, is a, like a rabbit dog, like a hyena dog. And Shahid Soleimani really put it beautifully that when you are facing a rabbit dog, the only way to escape him or her is shutting the head. Shutting the head. The more he attacks and the more you fear, he will chase you more. And this has always been what the Israelis did. And you know that internationally speaking, only one day after IAEA non-compliance resolution is issued against Islamic Republic of Iran and the 60 days ultimatum by the President Trump is done. So it's a green light to a person, a warmonger like Netanyahu, to target Islamic Republic of Iran. So I mean, also the disclosed classified, you know, files are at work because internationally speaking, all these go hand in hand. And again, next Sunday, which was, I think, yes, yesterday, Islamic Republic of Iran was supposed to go and continue its negotiations with United States of America, the sixth round, okay? So a push-up, a cover for attacks of Israel against Iran. So a really complicated scenario against Islamic Republic of Iran, Brother Rezvi, and now it's getting to the soft war. I mean, in terms of cyberspace, in terms of hacking this and that, in terms of the pages on the social network, and now bombing and targeting the headquarters of IRIB in Tehran. Am I right?
Yeah, of course. And I'm reminded of a beautiful verse in the Holy Quran where God says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا لَيُضِلَّ النَّاسَ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, which is a translation, we can translate it as, so who is a greater oppressor than him who fabricates a lie against Allah mm-hmm. to mislead the people without any knowledge? So in this beautiful verse, you know, we see that there's correlation between oppression and fabricating lies to mislead the people.
Mm-hmm.
And they cannot go, they cannot be without one another. And, mm-hmm. you know, so, you know, this oppression that he wants to inflict on people.
Mm-hmm. Goes hand in hand with fabrication of lies.
Yeah, and yes. part of that is to cut off the, you know, the flow of true information to the people.
These lies have a rich history for the superpowers. I mean, the so-called colonial imperial powers of the world. They were after chemical weapons in Iraq. They couldn't find it. They say that Iran is after enriching uranium for atomic bomb. They couldn't find it, okay? Even I've heard that Israel is not a member of NPT, okay? But Iran is. So how a warmonger like Israel is going to have atomic bomb and Iran not? Of course, our leader, our Imam Khamenei, has issued a fatwa several years ago. I could remember vividly that Barack Obama referred to this fatwa, that Iranian leader has a fatwa of not producing atomic bombs, okay? And we were not after atomic bombs. And this time, also, in the televised message by the leader, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei said that we did not start a war. You started it, okay?
Yes.
And the war has always been a defensive war for Islamic Republic of Iran, Brother sure. Javid. We never had the aggressive war against any country. We never shot a bullet.
Of course, according to our Islamic teachings, we, and this time and age,
yes.
in which, for example, the Imam or Imam al-Mahdi, salamullah alayh, is absent. He's in a major occultation,
yes.
of course. We are not allowed, none of the Shia scholars have has actually authorized any kind of offensive war. Mm-hmm. We do not believe and we do not teach and promote offensive war at this, or jihad actually.
Yes.
So the defensive war is something which is quite, which makes sense
yes.
for everyone.
Yes.
You have the right to defend yourself,
mm-hmm.
irrespective of what you are, where you are, who you are, whether you are a woman or a man. Even we see that animals defend themselves.
Yes.
So it's quite rational. It makes sense for everyone to defend themselves. Iran is defending itself
yes.
against an all-out attack by its enemies, the yes. Israeli regime. So there's, we have this teaching. We have the imams and the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who do not allow us to launch an attack, to wage mm-hmm. a war, to initiate
yes.
Any kind of offensive on our enemies, until and unless we see that they are actually invading or attacking us.
That's right.
And in that case, we have every right, and every individual has every right to defend himself.
This is what we call the akhlaq of warcraft.
Right.
Brother Rizvi, you know, the akhlaq of warcraft
yes.
do not let Islamic Republic of Iran to target residential areas and human infrastructure during midnight when everyone is asleep, okay?
Mm.
Just picture Islamic Republic of Iran was supposed to attack Israel, Haifa, and Tel Aviv during midnight when their buildings are not evacuated, when the people are not in the refugee camps, okay? So what will happen? They will miss so many people, and the fatalities will be really more than this. But this is not the akhlaq. This has been the akhlaq that Prophet Muhammad showed to when he was getting to get victorious over Mecca, in the victory of Mecca, okay?
Yes.
That's right. He let the people, women and children, to go and said, only your military men are allowed to go and fight. And they were the freed ones. Something that... the opposite of which happened at the history of Karbala. And when Yazid was referring to Lady Zainab, that we freed you, or and Lady Zainab kind of responded that
yes.
this was our grandfather who freed you, okay?
Of course.
So, and this is the akhlaq of the warcraft, you know? The Husayni type of the culture and the pure Muhammadan Islam culture that do not let us to attack media centers, correspondents, reporters, not to kill innocent children from back, you know, a 17-year-old boy who was killed, chased back, you know, and killed, you know. These are always, we can't say the satanic history of the country we are fighting with, Israel. And IRIB, and with all its branches, I mean, Press TV, Al Alam, IRIB Center, news, different news channels, Iranian official social medias, are trying to inform the people of the world about the truth that is happening. And what would happen if Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting Center was not going to cover the news on Gaza, Brother Rezbi? I mean, who else could do so? Talk a little bit about the independent agencies, the news ones, who could cover.
Of course, yeah. So all of the, as you know, it's well known and everybody knows that all of the major news outlets are controlled by, you know, the Zionist entities. And, you know, so they control all these, you know.
So you believe that they're under the control of the Jewish Zionists?
Of course, yeah. The CNN, Fox News, all of these are, you know, this is well known.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's there has to be, in order to combat that, you know, we need, you know, media outlets like IRIB that, you know, provide access to true information and correct information to the public.
That's right. Okay. Yes. There have been so many people who talked about the resistance. I mean, the concept of resistance and muqawama. Let's listen to one of these short clips, Sister Sarah, who talks about the concept of resistance and why muqawama, resistance, is valued more in today's world when we are facing a regime like Zionist Israel.
Yes, there were rallies in several cities and more rallies planned in the coming next few days, and all with the same demand: stop this U.S.-Israeli war on Iran. That's really an important sentiment. So that spirit, that determination, that anger about being dragged into another U.S. war is really deep in the population. And it gets an immediate response on the streets. So I think we should salute every resistance, every activity that's going on in the face of this. It's not easy. In the U.S., given the police and the military here. But there is a determination all over the country to stand up to the U.S. military machine, which is cost trillion. The budget this year will be $1 trillion. And it comes at the expense of cutting back every social program, healthcare, schools, housing, everything they can to pay for this military machine that is a great profit source for the military corporations, for Wall Street. So I think it's important to immediately respond with demonstrations, and then to continue and plan other actions. Other actions are coming this weekend as part of the response to Trump's military parade. There's actions planned on Monday, again, because this war will not be over quickly. I do see even Israel is opening waves of attack, may continue for weeks. Well, I'm sure then Iran's will continue. We have no idea. There's no timeline on this, but we do know we need to rally every possible force, both be in the streets, everywhere they can, social media and schools and workplaces, every place where there's gather a resolution, a demand. It's important to do it because you quickly realize that people are with you on it and they have no confidence, very little in Trump, and that is quickly eroding. So I think we shouldn't underestimate the ability of people to resist a war they feel is not just, that they were dragged into, that they weren't consulted about, that, as a matter of fact, they were told there was negotiations going on, and then they're finding out that wasn't what was happening at all. Now, when you lie to people and do so openly, that leaves a real distaste, a real anger, a resentment that grows. So in closing, I just want to say, because I have a deadline facing me, and it has to do with these actions. But I want to, again, just affirm my solidarity with Iran. I want to denounce this completely blatant, unprovoked, unprecedented surprise attack on Iran. Mm-hmm. Really to say that Iran had every right to defend itself, to defend its sovereignty, to defend, including its right to enrich uranium for nuclear energy. I mean, what's being demanded of Iran is that they stop their development as an industrial country, that they submit to U.S. what the U.S. wants around the world, underdevelopment and poverty for countries. Iran is saying, no, we have a right to meet, to connect with the world, to develop our own industry, to trade, to exchange. When I followed for years the sanctions on Iran, which are criminal in their own way and really cost lives, as just as bombs do. So I think we have to call for an end to all of this, an end to U.S. bombs, an end to U.S. sanctions, an end to U.S. strangulation, and certainly an end to all U.S. aid to Israel completely. That has to be cut completely. And I do think that the people of the world will grow stronger from this, stronger in their confidence, stronger because they're seeing the ability that Iran has developed with great determination over many years, and it's cost the lives of even many of their scientists, technicians, engineers, but to develop the means to protect and defend their population and to protect and defend resistance throughout West Asia. That's also an important contribution.
Yes, Palestine, you are my life. Islamic Republic of Iran, you are my love. Long live Palestine, long live Islamic Republic of Iran. Now, as you've heard, you might have heard till now that IRIB headquarters was targeted in Tehran, but it's still the freedom seekers, justice seekers, and independent news headquarters are going on all around the world. They are active. So one term which might be a little bit new, I mean, this juxtaposed together is the media of resistance. You know, I mean, what type of media should it be? Resistance against what? I mean, we have free medias, we have freelancers, we have, for example, those who create to challenge the oppressive systems, okay? But media of resistance, is this a good term? I mean, to name IRIB or, for example, other independent medias all across the world, Brother Javi?
Of course, the term resistance, yes, is a term used very much in connection with Iran, and it is, you know,
axis of resistance.
Axis of resistance, of course, in the region, especially in the Middle East region, we see. And I would say that the resistance, the axis of resistance, should have, obviously, its own media, and because it has its own understanding of the situation.
Yes.
Which is a true understanding based on the facts on the ground, you see. And that's why we cannot follow the Western media in reporting the news and the stories and things like that. They have their own media. They broadcast, they spread the news which fit their interest and which serves their interest. Of course, their interest is far, way different from our interest. Yes. And that's why it is very much urgent that we have our own media, our own...
Very good.
Yeah. The thing is that we have, our mindset, our understanding of this situation is totally different.
Okay. And Brother Rizvi, believe me, the main duty is to amplify marginalized voices.
Yes.
Against the dominant state and corporate narratives of the mainstream media all across the world. I mean, let's talk about the marginalized voices. Who are we exactly talking about?
I think we're talking about basically people who can't get their voice out there because of, because they're poor.
Yes.
They're oppressed, and that poverty and, being oppressed doesn't give them the power to, get their voice and their, outside, out there to the people.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
so,
that's
so. And they are weak and they are poor and somehow they are oppressed, okay? And Islamic Republic of Iran and its media centers, namely IRIB, has always been after... as I said, amplifying the marginalized voices of the mustazafin and mazlumin all across the world. This has been the main slogan of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, the late Imam Khomeini, that Islamic Republic of Iran is the voice of, oppressed people all across the globe. And this has always been the message. And we are after, as we said, that's it, echoing the voice of the oppressed people are from all across the world, regardless of ethnicity, language, color, even religious denomination.
Right.
Brother Javid.
Of course.
Let's have your comment on that.
Just like I said, Iran's radio and television always, as I know, as we all know, echo the voice of the voiceless, the voice of the oppressed, the voice of the underdog.
I like it.
Yes.
The voice of the voiceless.
Yes.
Very good.
And of course, you see, they look at the press TV, how it depicts the events, the incidents that take place here and there in the world. The true image. If people across the world want a correct picture of what is happening in the region, at least in the Middle East, in Iran, in Syria, in Lebanon, they should watch the Iranian media.
That's right.
And
the counter-hegemonic challenges that are made, against, that's right, the mainstream narratives controlled by states or elites from all across the world.
Yes.
And IRIB is one of them. I mean, in fact, it's in the front line.
You are right. The another point which I would like to elaborate upon is that we have our own teachings, our own belief system, which does not seem to correspond with the belief system of the other
secularism.
Of course.
Yes.
So when it comes to, let's say, to death, martyrdom, and see and these concepts which we have in our religion. We are we talked about Miss Imami. Yes.
Yes, Miss Imami.
She didn't run for her life.
Yes.
Yeah, because for us, death is not annihilation. Mm-hmm. Death is not destruction.
Very good.
Yeah, we believe that if we die, we die as a martyr,
In the path of Allah.
And then martyrdom is a new phase of life. A new phase of life. We start a new phase of life, which is much better, much better. Mm-hmm. It is happier, much better, more blessed. And that's why we are never afraid of death or martyrdom. We actually welcome martyrdom.
Very good.
That's the difference. And for them, it is annihilation. It's complete destruction. That's the end.
That's why they fear and they run away.
And they run away, the shows. Of course.
And Brother Rizvi, so we can consider these journalists who are killed in Gaza in the scene and battlefield when they were covering the news as shaheed, isn't it? Shaheed and shahida.
Yeah,
I mean, Shahid is not only, for example, a person who is in the battlefield against an enemy,
a person
who is dedicating himself or herself to the truth and the voice of the voices is considered as a Shahid too.
Of course, in the broader sense, we can consider that person mm-hmm. as a martyr.
That's right. Being martyred in the path of Allah when covering the voice of the voiceless, the children of Gaza, and now Islamic Republic of Iran. Islamically speaking, it makes the people very much different. I mean, two people who are working in the media centers, one of them according to his belief system, the other one according to the law legislative system and the protocols that are given by the media agency. I mean, these two make the people even working for those agencies very much different.
Of course, they are very much different. When it comes
of course,
to...
Of course,
yeah.
I agree with you, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you talked about shahada or martyrdom,
yes.
You know. We have in our religious teachings that whoever, for example, goes out in search of knowledge and he dies
yes.
while on a journey mm-hmm. searching and seeking knowledge,
yes.
he is a martyr.
Yes.
And it means actually that the person seeking knowledge earns the reward of a true martyr.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A martyr is actually, in legal terms, is someone who fights the enemy with the permission of an infallible imam, okay?
Yes.
Or the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. When he is accompanied by the Prophet, or when the Prophet or the Imam permits him to fight the enemy, and when he dies on the battleground, then he is a martyr. But the reward of martyrdom is achieved by anyone who seeks knowledge, who actually serves the cause of the religion, who is sincere, who is dedicated, who devotes himself to Islamic causes.
That's right. According to CPJ, which is Committee to Protect Journalists, total journalists and media workers who were killed in Gaza since October 7, 2023 are over 108. And you know,
oh.
108 journalists and media workers were killed totally in Gaza. Unfortunately, also, we missed so many of our dear colleagues at the IRIB too, okay? The people who were in the front line of the soft war, producing news covering the news of the counterstrikes on Iran, who were the voice of the voiceless, as Brother Javi puts it really beautifully. So, and Israel is violating the laws. I mean, all types of laws. You know that according to Article 51 of Geneva Convention, attacking the residential areas and the human infrastructure is a war crime. And it did so. Now, the media centers too, okay?
Of course.
So we'll see tomorrow what media and mainstream media covers the targeting of our headquarters in Iran. Can we see that, Brother Rizvi? Shall we wait? To see such a news coverage, for example, from mainstream media, said that our media colleagues have lost their lives when they were working.
But before I came, I did check the news. It was reported, but it wasn't presented in a sympathetic way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't say that. Well,
because it was not pro-Israel. Unfortunately.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. And actually, it's just like as you could say, an interesting fact. If you look, there's a book called The Art of War.
Mm-hmm.
It's a famous book. It's written like many centuries ago about military strategy, and a lot of it's a very famous book. So it's interesting that a special chapter is allocated to it. It's by a Chinese author.
All right.
And it's about one of the strategies of war is that you should spread disinformation amongst your enemies. You know, and this is like exactly what, you know, Israel is doing here. And then part of that is, cutting off this IRIB English radio and
that's right.
The media.
IRIB Center, that's right. Not only media correspondents, but we can say health workers, the aid centers, and ambulances, hospitals, schools, whatever which is a sign of civilization was targeted by Israel, and they still call themselves the master of civilization and civilized lands. I mean, I can understand this irony. How is it possible to target a school, hospital?
They bombed the library, of the foreign ministry.
Okay. Yes.
Right.
Yes. And also the National Library of Iran.
Yeah.
So you burn a book and you talk about civilization.
Yeah, they tried to burn the nation's asset. The library is a national asset.
Yes.
And they tried to weaken the nation as much as they possibly can by destroying the infrastructure, by targeting the hospitals, killing innocent patients there. And they have been doing this for many years now. They have destroyed all the hospitals in Gaza, all the hospitals. No hospital is safe there.
And the flimsy pretext was that the people of Hamas are hiding, for example, in the basement.
Yeah, of course. And they are targeting the people who are lining up for food, food. Hungry children, hungry women.
Starvation.
Every day.
Every day there
are about 30 to 40 people getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
They are just searching for food and nothing. They don't have weapons.
Yes.
You see. And so I just want to say that all these acts of atrocious acts of crime must draw condemnation from the nations, from those justice-seeking nations across the world.
The so-called one,
and
of course.
And especially when it comes to destroying the headquarter of media, Iranian media, destroyed today, it should draw condemnation from nations all over the world, across the world. And I know how many people have been, how many journalists, how many news anchors, how many staffers have been have lost their lives in this attack, you see. We will have to wait and see, actually.
That's right. Okay. That's it. Thank you very much, Brother Javid and Brother Rezbi. For your presence in the program, the live edition of IRIB English Radio. As I said earlier, the headquarters of IRIB was targeted, but for sure know that the different branches of the freelance independent media, of the media of resistance or Mughawama, will work better and better. And you shot the headquarters, but you cannot shot the voice of the voiceless.
Of course.
Cannot shot the journalists who have been killed. I mean, the journalists who dedicated their life, and sacrificed their life for the people of Gaza. And alhamdulillah, today, by the help of social media, this will remain in history. Who was the main media of the voiceless? Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. Long live Palestine, long live Islamic Republic of Iran, down with Israel.
با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترك همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
أتحداك أمريكا إسرائيل سيرون منا الويل ما داقوا منا قليل حيدر 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 صدقا قال الله صدقا قال الله إنا أنزلنا سجيلا صغنا حيدر 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 جئناكم نحن جئناكم صبحا نلقاكم فوق الأشعار قد حذرناكم قد حذرناكم بل نتحداكم صبرا وزناد أتحداك أتحداك أن يعبر جندي أتحداك أتحداك لن أخلف بعدي أتحداك أتحداك عبر جندي أتحداك أتحداك لن أخلف بعدي خيبر خيبر يا صهيون خيبر خيبر يا صهيون جيش محمد قادم جيش محمد قادم